When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I want to talk about how I feel more blessed to be me than to be Lori Loughlin in a second. Okay. I know that's random. Okay. I will explain. And also the isn't she married to the Target shirt guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So those two.
Former Target shirt guy.
Right. Because they don't do, Mosimo isn't in Target anymore, right?
I don't think so.
All right. So anyway, I want to talk about them in a second. First, I want to let you know, there is a surprise coming. On today's episode, I'm not going to tell you when it's going to happen. It's just going to happen.
Tell me.
Anybody. It's a secret to everybody. But sometime in the course of this show, you are going to hear a piece of audio production that I am so excited about. And if it is met with the enthusiasm, if it's even met with 10% of the enthusiasm I have for it. Okay. You will hear it regularly on the show.
Is this part of your be 1% better everyday thing?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I'm not, it's just going to happen.
Look at you. Okay.
You're not going to know when it's happening, but it's just going to happen.
Okay.
Sometime on today's show, it's going to it'll knock you out of your seat if you're sitting down.
Okay.
If you're standing up, it'll knock you to your seat. Okay. Okay. If you're driving, you'll crash. I'm just telling you. If you're asleep, you'll wake up. If you're awake, you'll fall asleep. That's how good it is. If you're hungry, you'll be full. If you're full, you'll be starving. That's how good it is. Okay? If you're pregnant, you'll have the baby. If you're not pregnant, it'll make you pregnant.
We were dabbling in recording this episode the other day. We were like trying to be early and productive and stuff like that. And we just were not feeling it. And we were just not in the headspace. And I'm so glad that we waited because look, Funny Jeff is here. Two days ago was not Funny Jeff.
The audio that is going to just pop up randomly in the show came in last night. So we wouldn't have, if we recorded early, we wouldn't have had it.
Yeah.
So it was the Lord saying the world deserves this audio. I can't wait. All right. Okay. So it'll be a surprise.
Why are you glad you're not Lori Loughlin?
She was the victim of a robbery. Somebody broke into her house.
Okay.
They took some stuff, but they took one jewelry box that contained $1 million worth of jewelry.
Whew.
Here's what I thought when I read that story. I thought.
Was your thought, why would you have an unsecured $1 million worth of jewelry laying around? Because that was my first thought.
That's the Target dude money, right? Like that's from selling the Mosimo shirts.
She was in Full House.
But that doesn't pay you $1 million worth of jewelry. Oh, maybe because of the
residuals. Is that what it's called in movie TV world? Residuals?
When you get paid for stuff that goes into syndication? Maybe. But I thought if somebody, think about it, if somebody broke into our house, the single most valuable thing that they could take that would be just floating around, like your ring is worth a lot of money, but that's on your finger.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, right? Like outside of that single piece of jewelry, I have like a nice watch or two. But not $1 million.
Are you trying to give robbers like a blueprint for our house?
But you're not going to get anything.
That's true.
There's nothing. There's no thing that you could carry out of your out of this house. Like I would struggle to come up with a list of 10 things that are worth more than $1,000. Like. Even TVs now. Remember when big flat screen TVs used to be like
and now they're like $150.
$2,000. Now you go to Walmart on the day after Thanksgiving on Black Friday and you can get a TV for like a 400-inch TV for $99.
So is your point that you feel bad that she lost her jewelry?
No, I don't really care about her. The point is I am looking for the upside in things. I'm like, there's nothing that could happen in this world that would cost me $1 million. Like, think about it. What's the single most expensive thing that somebody could, if we got robbed and somebody carried something out, what is it?
I feel like I have to like start the show and put an end to this because I feel like we're giving
an iPhone
robbers
an iPhone. That's it, right?
But it wouldn't even be here because you wouldn't be here.
You'd have it with you. Yeah. I'm happy I'm broke. I enjoy my brokenness. I'm glad I don't sell t-shirts to Target. I'm glad I was never in Full House.
The upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff.
If this episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I am grateful for surprises. I can't wait.
My name is Callie Dollar, and I am grateful for my Apple Watch. I do want to say, since we were just talking about Lori Loughlin, we have not mentioned the death of Bob Saget yet, and I feel like that is a huge oversight because he is a staple of my youth in so many ways.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was like the same for you. I mean, obviously like Full House, but we used to watch as a family America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yes.
And do you remember how they would start the show and then the theme song would play, which by the way, I don't think we can legally play the theme song on our show, but I heard it on TV the other day and I was like, oh my gosh, I remember every single word, like every single word. And then they would pan to the family around their TV.
Yep.
Remember, like yep. They had that little like actor studio thing up there where they would be like, oh, it's on, everybody come.
Yep.
And it was just the best ever. And we used to watch it all the time. So I had kind of forgotten about that because everybody knows Bob Saget is the Full House guy. And I, you know, yeah, that was a really sad, hard one. I also didn't know how many people were so impacted by him. Like, I think from comedy, when people saw him and he wasn't the Full House dad, people were taken aback by that. Like, they're like, oh yeah, it's like kind of creepy. He's not the dad. He's like making, you know,
dirty jokes
and stuff like that.
I think the name of his autobiography is Dirty Daddy. I think
that's his email address.
How do you know Bob Saget's email address?
Oh no, it was
his email address.
Bob Daddy or something. It was something Daddy.
How do you know?
Because they talked about it on the news. I was listening to the news the other day and they had it on there.
Callie is emailing with Danny Tanner.
No, but I do feel like you can tell so much about someone's life when they pass by how people remember them and respond to them and recognize them. And I think Betty White was one of those people that people just have not a bad word to say about. And I think Bob Saget is someone that I was pleasantly surprised. Everyone is like, this guy just embodied love and he was full of gratitude and he lived his life to where people thought everyone that he was close to thought that they were the most important person in his life because that's how he treated you. And I just had no idea that like John Mayer was like his best friend. Like I just didn't know so much about his life as I knew about like Full House and stuff, but I think that's really cool. And it's just so sad.
People like that are so fascinating because that amount of love and giving and kindness to such a wide circle, to be universal, to have everybody you interacted with say that they felt so much love from him. That type of person is such a unicorn because of the amount of energy and time that goes into that. And I know someone like that. She's a woman. She works in radio. And it's Leslie Fram. Leslie Fram, who, if you live in Atlanta, used to be part of the Barnes, Leslie, and Jimmy morning show. And then she went on and she worked in TV. I believe she still does. Mm-hmm. She works for country music television. Leslie is a person if you emailed her,
she makes everybody feel like a somebody.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. You email her and ask her like a piece of advice or something like that, you get a one-page email back that includes a story of her when something like that happened to her and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. We used to work in the same building on two different radio stations. If you ever popped by her office for something, like she would stop what she's doing, look you in the eye. She was never a person who would pick up her phone and scroll through her phone. You know what I mean? I'm fascinated by that because it takes up so much time and energy and some people are so good at it.
Yeah.
So
I think it's definitely something to strive for. And it always makes me think about like how I'd be remembered when I'm not here. And that's so cool that everyone in his life is saying he was love. And if he was someone important to you, then you knew how loved you were. And I just think that's really cool. So I wanted to mention that because I didn't even realize that we kind of glossed over that. And I wanted to make sure that we brought it up today.
I took, at Callie's request, I took our dog Lily to the vet the other day. And I realized something when I got in the, and I'll tell you the end of this story is the vet gave her, what were they called?
Supplements.
No, but they were called.
Oh, I don't know, but the name is really good. Yeah,
you texted me. There, looks. Go back in our text messages and look up because you thought it was funny. And I sent you a picture of the.
It's called Composure Pro.
Composure Pro. So basically, it's a supplement. It's a natural thing that is supposed to mellow her out, and she has been a little more mellow.
You know what's a key ingredient is? Do you know what one of the key ingredients is? There we go.
What is it?
Tryptophan, like from turkey.
Yeah. So it's a natural thing. And the vet said that he wanted to try her on these supplements because the other option is Prozac. And if your dog is on Prozac and like you have to take them off it, or you want to take them off it because you can take them off it after 6 months or a year and see how they're doing, you've got to wean them off it. So you got to like do lower and lower, and it takes a few weeks. He said, let's try the supplements for a couple weeks, especially with all the changes in the world, new baby.
All the changes in Lily's world.
In Lily's world, new baby, you going back to, you know, maternity leave over, back in office, and we moved. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of
change in Lily's world.
Yeah. Anyhow, here's what I thought of while right after I pulled into the parking lot. I'm like, if you went to the doctor and said, I'm feeling anxious, the doctor's like, well, what do you think's causing it? Where do you think it's coming from? I'm like, how do they evaluate Lily? Like, do they, like, is it
just take our word for it, I guess?
Yes. I'm like, what if they make her in there and go, all right, Lily, what's on your mind today? Like, it's therapy. All right, Lily, what's on your mind today? Oh, you're feeling, oh, yeah. The deadlines at work have got you really, really upset. Okay. They're not putting your kibble down fast enough. Normally it's down by 8 a.m., but this baby now, sometimes it doesn't get down till 9. Oof, I can understand. All right. And what role do your parents, do you think, have in your kibble deadlines? Like, well, how do they evaluate it?
It is interesting because I was asking myself the same thing. And Jeff, when he took her to the vet, I was like, so they took her back there, right? Because you sit in your car and then they come get the dog or whatever.
I hope that never goes away, by the way.
It's amazing.
I would have had no problem going into the vet, right? Mm-hmm. Except I had Ellie in the car with me. So I would have had to take Ellie out of her car seat. And then she's at the age where if there's a cabinet, everything comes out of it. Yeah. Everything comes out of the cabinet. So I would have spent the entire time like putting stuff back in cabinets that don't belong to her.
I don't like taking our dogs to the vet anyways, because the waiting room stresses me out so much, because out comes a dog or cat and Lily and Sadie are like, burr, 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 burr. Oh yeah. And I just don't like that feeling. So taking them to the vet is not something that I love. So I do appreciate the drive up thing where they come get your pet, they take them in, and then it's like, okay, this is totally fine. But I was thinking about why Lily would even go back there. Like, what are they going to evaluate her for, to your point? And was that like, shouldn't you just be able to be like, hey, I'm calling and I feel like my dog, you know, is anxious and they eat their tail when we leave our house, and can you help? You know, I want to know what maybe he was checking for other stuff. Like,
he did say that he gave her a once over, and I'm sure they probably take some blood.
Yeah.
To make sure there's no, like, what's it called? Conflicts or whatever.
Conflicts.
You know what I mean? Like.
Like a hormone imbalance or something?
I'm sure that, like, they don't want to prescribe her something. Like, maybe you can't take this if your blood is like this. I don't know. I'm making stuff up to justify the $100 that we paid or whatever.
Did we? I thought we had pet insurance.
Do you have pet insurance?
So can you submit the bill to the pet insurance? Will they pay it?
I don't know, but I'm going to try.
Yeah, you should definitely look into that.
I totally forgot pet insurance. That's just great. great.
Speaking of pet insurance, did Sadie get covered? We have two dogs. Lily so far has had no health problems, really. Sadie, a little lumpy.
She's never had
anything super serious, but a little lumpy. And she's getting older. And so we got pet insurance. We weren't sure if Sadie would qualify, like, or if they would cover her. Did they ever write back and say, yes, she's covered?
Yeah, I got to actually print out her medical records and mail them in because the file was too big for them to open. Because she recently had surgery and had some lumps removed.
Poor Sadie.
So I'll submit those. And yeah.
We got word. Well, let me rewind that statement. I am at work the other day and I get an email, not a text, not a phone call, an email from Jeff. And the subject line is Ellie got into preschool. And here's the way things work in our area, which, as I understand by being married to someone from the north, this is abnormal. It doesn't seem abnormal to me, but Jeff's like, you know, where I came from in upstate New York, you go to the church preschool or you go to the other preschool. There's two, and you just tell them when your kid's coming.
This, keep in mind, I also went to preschool like 40 years ago. So it's.
But you're from a small town, is the point, and you're from like.
I just don't. The fact that you were so excited, we ended up getting like confirmation letters so far from two different preschools that Ellie applied to, and they both accepted acceptance letters. So they've accepted her. Callie is group texting her friends who grew up here saying, oh my gosh, she got into this one and she got into this one and it's so exciting and I can't wait. We're going for a tour and blah, blah, blah. I don't know who the weird one is because I never thought, like, I'm excited. Like, if she didn't get accepted, I would have felt sad. Like, I would have been like, oh, that's a bummer. She didn't qualify. But at this point, they don't even meet her. Like,
no, they don't meet her. They basically, a handful of them are church preschool. So it's like, do you have an older sibling that goes here? Are you a member of the church? Like, right. A dues-paying member of the church? And that's how they decide.
And if all of those.
And people, we're not either.
Right. And so if we don't go to that church and Ellie obviously doesn't have any siblings, if they fill up with members of the congregation, if they're kids,
right,
then there's no room left for the Ellies.
Right.
Okay. The excitement level that you have over her getting in is unusual to me because, and I would have to ask my dad, but I would imagine that where I grew up, there was maybe two schools within 5 miles of two preschools of where I lived, and you would either go to A or B. And it would be a matter of which one is on dad's way to work so he can drop me off type of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you were over the moon excited.
I was over the moon excited because, one, we don't go to church and we don't have other siblings. So there was a possibility that, you know, she wouldn't go to preschool.
Denied. In the fall
around our house. Like, now there's endless amounts of preschools, but, you know, is it something that's convenient that, you know, because for 3 hours a day, you know, is it convenient to drive an hour? No. But it was the first thing we've ever applied her for, like filled out. Like I filled out her little application.
False.
What?
She was accepted for a social security number.
That doesn't count.
She got a birth certificate.
She can't be denied from a social security number.
Maybe she could. You don't know that. Maybe if
and she can't be denied a birth certificate. So
it's possible. What if everybody in the church wanted a birth certificate and she were not church members of a specific church? And they're like, sorry, there's no birth certificates left. They went to the church.
Here is further proof that you are weird and I'm not the weird one. I texted my girlfriends to say, oh my gosh, Ellie got into preschool. The first question, well, they both were like, oh my gosh, you get to buy her a backpack. And then we went into this whole like text combo about, oh my gosh, you can get her a backpack and you can get, you know, initials on it or whatever. And then they said, was Jeff so excited? What did Jeff say? And I was like, well, Jeff, and I screenshotted it and I sent them a copy of the email.
You mean my boring forwarded email?
Your boring forwarded email with the subject line telling me. And one of my girlfriends was like, oh my gosh, Jeff, and did like a million laugh till you cry faces.
Yeah.
So they were
But didn't they both grow up in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Also, yeah. We got to revisit and we don't have to do it this episode, but I don't think I want her carrying a backpack.
Carrying a backpack or carrying a backpack with initials?
Either. I would like her to carry a briefcase. Like, I want...
You want her to show up with all the toddlers who can, like, barely walk.
Yep. Carrying a little leather
briefcase.
Tiny little leather briefcase.
With diapers in it.
With two little clips.
And diapers in it.
Diapers and, like, a onesie in case she poops herself, because that could happen, right? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, like, some fruit sliced up. You know, a Chips Ahoy cookie.
And a crayon, maybe.
And a couple crayons. And I think that in a coloring book. And I think that's in her briefcase. Can you imagine her sitting down to snack time and she's like, click, click. And then she pops it open. She's like, oh, let's see what's on the agenda for today. Oh, Nutter Butters. Mom's mixing it up. Went with the Nutter Butter carrot stick instead of the Chips Ahoy strawberries. Okay, here we go. And she lays it all out in her briefcase. Did I pick a word for this year? I know I picked a phrase. I picked
the fact that you even have to ask that is like, no, I'm going to revise that statement. I'm going to take it back. What I'm going to say is you did not pick a word. You did pick a goal, and your goal was to be 1% better every day. And
I remember that, because
I would like to tell everyone listening that Jeff Dollar has been making huge strides in the being a little bit better every day. And I know that I give him, you know, a tough time about not sticking with things, because I do think you have a little like attention problem.
100%.
But I've been really proud of the way that you've integrated the 1% thing into like everything that we do. It's okay. Cool.
So 1% better is my thing. But I didn't pick a word. I just
you did not pick a word.
I think I want a word. I think I want to add a word to my phrase.
A word to your phrase, or add a word and no, also.
I want to have that. I want to keep doing rolling with the 1% better thing. But I think I thought of my word. I actually have two of them. So I'm going to tell you what they both are, but I think there's a word that both of them.
Okay, I'm going to write these down.
Okay. The first word that came to mind was intuition. Like, I just want to be more mindful about trusting my gut. I am an overthinker. I am an analysis to paralysis guy. Mm-hmm. I am a person who would rather not respond to an email or text message for like a month than actually have to make a decision and move forward on something. So I just...
Which always winds up biting you in the tail.
Every single time. And it just makes more work for me. Mm-hmm. However, I know what... Like when I read something, like if somebody sends me a question and says, hey, what do you want for lunch tomorrow? Meatball sub or turkey sandwich? Like immediately in my head, I think, oh my gosh, a meatball sub every day. But I'm like, well, wait a minute. What if I wake up tomorrow morning and I'm just feeling... What if Callie's making dinner tonight and she makes meatballs? Oh, I better not answer this right now. What if I'm in a turkey mood tomorrow?
Yeah.
And then the next day rolls around and they're like, hey, you didn't respond, so I got you a cup of soup. And I'm like, soup is not a meal, you know? Mm-hmm. So I want to get better about that. But so that's part one of the word. Part two of the word is the reason I want to trust my gut more is because I want simplicity. I want things to be more simple. I want to actively think about making decisions today that will make my tomorrow more simple. Like, you know what I haven't done since I've had a job outside the house? Hmm. Laid out my clothes the night before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I used to do that all the time.
That will also help with your analysis to Perret. Like, it's one less decision you have to make in the day.
Yes, because what's funny about it is once the decision's made, you don't think about it. But I know it's only 60 seconds, but I go into my closet and I'm like, oh, how cold is it supposed to be? Do I want to wear a long sleeve t-shirt under my hoodie or just a short sleeve t-shirt? Yeah. Stupid. That's a stupid waste of time.
Yeah. It's just like a narrative in your head that doesn't need to happen.
Like I found underneath the bathroom sink, the sink on my side of the bathroom, under there, was like this mouthwash and toothpaste. Mm-hmm. It almost looked like it was prescription stuff. Mm-hmm. It was nothing that you would buy it. Like you wouldn't go to Walmart or Target and buy this brand.
That's not true. I got it on Amazon at the recommendation of my dentist. But yeah, it's for me.
Oh, it's yours?
Yeah, did you throw it out? Alrighty. Oh.
Well, I thought it was something that they gave me after I had my tooth pulled. Because it looked fancy, like it would come from a... Mm-hmm. I don't think I threw it out yet.
Okay.
But I think I set it aside because... Oh, okay. So, well, now... All right. Well, now you just put a torpedo right in my submarine of
intuition. Assume it was yours.
Then rather than think, what I did is I set it aside and said, oh, I want to ask Callie about this and see if she wants it. But if I was sure it was mine, I should have just thrown it out, is my point.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So anyways, if there's a way to marry those two words together, that's what I want my word to be. But if not, I'll just operate them. They can just live separately.
Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for your next comedian here at Ellie's Comedy Club. You're going to love this guy. Welcome to the stage, Dad.
Hey, what do you call it when a snowman throws a temper tantrum? You call it a meltdown.
Snow Days Pizza Bites are delicious organic pizza bites loaded with flavor. And the best part is they're free of all the junk. When we got our shipment in, my thought was that they'd make a really easy lunch for Ellie. So the order was really for her, but I can tell you right now, I've eaten most of them because they are absolutely delicious. They come in three flavors, classic cheese, veggie white, and sausage. All three are Cali approved and they're grain-free and gluten-free. They have grass-fed and free-range cheese and proteins, no preservatives, artificial ingredients or GMOs, and they use only organic olive oil. I used to love eating little mini pizzas as a kid, but there is so much junk in them that I haven't eaten them in years. Snow Bites is changing the game for me. I love that there are clean ingredients. I love that they have hidden veggies in there. And when I eat them, I don't immediately want to go take a nap. You can try one flavor or you can snag a variety pack, which is what I recommend. And right now they're offering Upside listeners $15 off your first order when you use the code UPSIDE at snowdays.com/upside. So use the link and the code. That's $15 off your first order with code UPSIDE at snowdays.com/upside.
We are still in the first month of 2022, which means you can still legally make a New Year's resolution. How about making a resolution to get a better checking account with no monthly fees? Chime is an award-winning app and debit card. It has no overdraft fees, no foreign transaction fees, no monthly fees, no service fees. It's also got access to over 60,000 fee-free ATMs in their network at really convenient locations like Walgreens, 7-Eleven, CVS. You can access your money when you need it, where you need it, with no ATM fees. Sign up takes only 2 minutes and it does not affect your credit score. Get started at chime.com/upside. That's chime.com/upside. Banking services are provided by and the debit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Get fee-free transactions at any MoneyPass ATM in a 7-Eleven location or at any Allpoint or Visa Plus Alliance ATM. Otherwise, out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply. Sometimes pay anyone instant transfers can be delayed. The recipient must use a valid debit card or be a Chime member to claim funds.
Bombas' mission is simple. Make the most comfortable clothes ever and match every item sold with an equal item donated. So when you buy Bombas, you're also giving to someone in need. And that I think is the coolest. Bombas designed their socks, shirts, and underwear to be the clothes you can't wait to put on every day. Everything they make is soft, seamless, tagless, and has a luxuriously cozy feel. They're made from super soft materials like merino wool, Pima cotton, and even cashmere, which makes them the perfect cozy winter layers. There's a style of Bombas socks for everything that you do. Seriously, you can even type in any sport or activity that you do, and they'll show you the best sock for that. I love the performance ankle socks because they comfortably hug your feet, and they're the socks that I wear every single day. Socks, underwear, and t-shirts are the three most requested clothing items at homeless shelters. That's why Bombas donates one item for every one that you buy. So far, Bombas customers like you have helped donate over 50 million items of essential clothing. Go to bombas.com/upside and get 20% off any purchase. That's bombas.com/upside for 20% off. Bombas.com/upside.
All right, before we do three random things, I need your feedback on the surprise.
Oh my God. Okay, first of all, is that Lace from Cheaties?
It is.
Did you have her voice that or did you pull it from one of her shows?
it's Ellie's Comedy Club, and she introduced me as Dad. Of course I had her voice.
I don't know. I mean, creative editing. I don't know how these fancy things work.
Yeah.
When did she do that for you?
Last week.
Oh, my gosh. That's insane. That's so funny.
I have been trying to think of a way to incorporate dad jokes into the show. Because who doesn't love a dad joke?
Is this one of the things that's been living rent-free in your head for like a year?
What do you mean?
Well, we were talking about how you just have stuff that float.
Just ideas that float around?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've been thinking about a way to put a dad joke on the show, like on a regular basis, because nobody dislikes a dad joke. Dad jokes are loved universally.
Yeah.
Like a week ago, it just popped into my head. I'm like, what if there was a comedy club and all it was dad jokes? I'm like, why can't there be? There can be a comedy club that's all dad jokes. It should be called Ellie's Comedy Club, and I should be the comedian. And then I just did it.
Love it.
Let it ride out for a couple weeks.
Let it ride.
Here are my three random things for today. One video has just hit a YouTube milestone. 10 billion, billion with a B, views. Any idea what video it is?
I do, but only because I read about it.
Baby shark. Mommy shark. 10 million, billion with a B. 10 billion views on YouTube.
Was that part of a show or was that just a standalone song that someone made up?
I think it's a standalone song. I believe it's from a South Korean company, I think.
Okay.
And, but anyways, in November of 2020, it became the most viewed video in YouTube history with, ever. And then, now it's the number one video with 10 billion views. It's got 2.3 billion views more than whatever second place is.
That's nuts.
Yeah. There is, and I'm bringing this up because we talked about moving to a cold weather climate for a year so you could experience some proper cold temperatures and snow.
Did we talk about that?
Yeah.
I thought we just meant for like a season or like a week.
Is it, or like a long weekend.
Yeah.
Or like a Saturday. Well, I found the town. Like we were talking about moving up to, you know, Syracuse or something and having a good proper winter for you. Mm-hmm. I got it someplace better. It's in Antarctica. It's called Villas Las Estrellas, which I believe means Village of the Stars.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is so cold at Villas Las Estrellas that you, in order to move there, have to have your appendix removed.
What?
Because if something happened and
is that real?
Yeah. And your appendix ruptured, you can actually be in more danger traveling to the nearest hospital, which is 600 miles away, because temperatures can drop to below 100 Fahrenheit.
People live there?
You have to stay inside. Yep.
That seems uninhabitable.
Yep. Nope. It is. A lot of people live there, but no appendixes.
What happens if you have a pet, like a dog that has to go out and pee?
I don't think you have dogs. I think you have penguins. Hmm. Probably have penguins and polar bears.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sounds horrible.
And my third random thing, what are you judged on the first time somebody meets you? What's number one? And these are physical attributes, by the way, mostly physical attributes.
Eyes?
Nope. That's number two.
Hair.
Smile. Hair is number five. Number one is smile. Two is eyes. Three is voice. Is there anything more weird than when you have somebody's voice in your head and then you hear them speak and it's not even close?
Yeah, because you're like totally thrown off. You're like, well, wait, I made up this whole thing in my head.
Yep. Also on the list. Oh, so it's smile, eyes, voice, clothes, haircut. And also on the list, posture. Mm-hmm. Which I didn't realize it, but I do that too. If somebody's super slouchy in my head, I'm like, you're super slouchy. And then handshake. I don't know if that applies to women as much as it does for guys.
I hate weak handshakes. Drives me crazy.
From men and women both?
Both. Or? People. Human beings. I will say I cannot remember the last time. Nope. I've only shake. I have shake. I've only shaken.
Shacked.
One hand in the past 2.5 years.
Really?
2 years. Yeah. And it was, remember for that like 5 seconds where we went to a restaurant inside because we were like, oh yeah, this is like before Delta and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And we went with friends, Chrissy and Paul, remember? And
oh, yeah.
We saw one of their friends there and the guy reached out to shake my hand and I instinctively did that. And then I ran to the bathroom and washed my hands. I'm like, ah!
I was hoping that handshakes would go away because now that we actually have thought about them, mm-hmm. like
they're gross.
It's gross.
It's gross.
Right. But they're not going anywhere.
I would be fine with like, what is, I don't know what part of the world. I would be totally fine with like bowing to each other.
Fist bump.
No, just like a head nod.
Like
hello.
Because nothing can climb off somebody else and onto your hand with a fist bump. Like with a handshake.
What about a bow?
Like if they were using toilet paper and had a breach and didn't wash their hands, then they shake your hand. They're essentially rubbing that on you. So if you've shaken somebody's hand,
was the king or queen of my own island and or my own government.
Calitown.
There would be 2 sides of the island and one would be for hand washers and one would be for non-hand washers.
I would have a similar.
No apologies. I think that is the most disgusting thing on the planet.
I would have an island and it would be called Jeff Town and it would have 2 sides and the side where the hand washers live would be called the island and the side where the non-hand washers live would be called the sea. Those are my 3 random things.
Mark your calendars. I am leaving the house and I would love for you to join me at Brown & Company in Roswell. And this is going to be on January 27th. It's going to be from 6 to 9 p.m. And it is a girls' night out / bridal event. And this means a couple of things. And if you're not a bride and you're not engaged or if you're not dating, I don't want you to like turn the volume off or like fast forward through this because this pertains to you. We are going to try on jewelry. Before we try on jewelry, we will be I will be speaking with Sarah Beth Brown, who owns Brown & Company. She's one of the owners of it. And Lindsay Pitt Sims, who is a Vogue recognized amazing wedding planner based out of Atlanta, but she does a ton of celebrity weddings, destination weddings. She is unbelievable. She was our wedding planner. We're going to be talking about wedding things and then also answering questions and also trying on all the amazing things. Now I say, if you're not a bride, don't tune me out because if you plan on being a bride at some point in your life, regardless of whether you're in a relationship or not, it is a good idea to know what you like and what you don't because things that you like in photos look different on your hand. So I would love for you to come join us at Brown & Company at the Roswell location. Put it on your calendar. It's going to be super fun. There's going to be bites. There's going to be, I think we're having like champagne. And January 27th, it's a Thursday night from 6 to 9 p.m. And I will see you there.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Make sure you're subscribed to The Upside with Callie and Jeff wherever you listen to podcasts so you never miss an episode.
Thank you to everybody who sent us suggestions on how to make our meeting productive and good and not boring. And Callie led it and you did a great job.
You think so?
Yeah. And you let me speak a couple times, which is so nice. And I
called on Jeff.
I counted in my head and I said 2 corporate things, like 2 office-y things. I don't remember what they are right now, but they were like in the lines of like circle back or we're going to put a pin in that or something like that. It wasn't that cheesy. But immediately as it came out of my mouth, the part of my brain that wasn't operating my mouth screamed, "You idiot."
I remember thinking that
both times.
One time, this was like the first time that we've had our entire team on the call and like explain to them, you know, like what's going on with the company and what our goals are. And everybody got to see each other's faces because it was like a Google Meet. And I really just in general don't love meetings. So I was walking into it with a bad attitude, but our team is awesome. I got so energized looking at everyone. I was feeling very nervous because I don't like people looking at me. But it was my, you know, Jeff was like, "No, Callie, you got to be the one to talk. Like you own this business." So I was like, OK. okay. Like, Jeff talked me into it, and hopefully I made some sort of coherent sense because I honestly can't remember what I said.
You did great.
Thank you.
Callie, Jeff, it is Steve from Apopka. Happy New Year's, if we can still say that this late in the month. And weighing in on the Tostito logo, if you look at the Baskin-Robbins logo, it contains the number 3 and the number 1, indicating the original 31 flavors. And I believe that the Goodwill logo, the G in it is a smiley face, if you look closely at that. And then also piling on with the whole waxing fiasco, as I have found as I have aged, I grow less hair on my head, but significantly more hair inside my ears. Probably too much information. So we decided on Sunday to apply wax strips to my ear. After the first strip came off, I almost lost my mind. And then I realized we still had to pull the second strip out of the other ear. Keep up the good work. Ah.
Done is the number one ADHD online treatment platform that is on a mission to make ADHD more affordable and accessible for everyone. I was diagnosed with ADHD as a teenager, but ADHD in adults is significantly underdiagnosed and can make life feel like a constant series of unfinished projects. The good news is treatment can make life so much easier, and Done is here to help. With Done, you'll get a personalized treatment plan in your initial appointment from a board-certified practitioner who specializes in ADHD. After that, you'll get online prescription refills and 24/7 continuous convenient care, all from your home for $79 a month. Done is available in more than 30 states nationwide. The time is now to treat your ADHD, and it's never been easier. Embrace ADHD and make it a strength with Done. Initial appointments are $199, but as an Upside listener, you'll get your first appointment for just $99 when you go to done.callieandjeff.com. That's a $100 savings when you go to done.callieandjeff.com. ADHD done differently.
We've reached the age where we are into everything, and you can see the curiosity in her eyes. It's a lot of pressure on me because there's only so many times she can take out all of the Tupperware and rearrange it. That's why I'm so excited that we have KiwiCo crates delivered right to our house. Ellie loves the Panda Crate. It was developed in partnership with Seattle Children's Hospital. Each Panda Crate has age-appropriate hands-on projects to help infants and toddlers build a foundation for learning. But more importantly for me, it gives Ellie something for us to do together. Crates arrive every other month, and they are filled with 2 months worth of content. KiwiCo has crates for every single age group, from age 0 up to 104. And I promise they will help occupy your child's time. So if you are looking for a gift for somebody who just had a baby, or somebody who's got toddlers or school age children running around the house looking for something to do, KiwiCo, you cannot go wrong. You can redefine learning with play and get 50% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line with code UPSIDE if you go to KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com. Use promo code UPSIDE.
Hey, good morning, Callie and Jeff. This is Ariana calling from North Carolina because I wanted to weigh in on the text messaging during the middle of the night and for those people who may not use the silence feature. I'm a person that uses my silence feature, and my husband does not, and it drives me crazy when his phone is ringing all during the night. I'm a light sleeper, and I hear those beeps going off. If I were you, I probably would not respond right away at 2, 3, or 4 in the morning. I usually try to hold my text off until probably more like 7 or 8, whereas most people are up by then, no matter what the time zone. You guys enjoy the rest of your day and give Ellie a big hug for me. Bye.
Hey, Callie and Jeff. This is Candace. I just wanted to weigh in on the texting early and late. I am a teacher, and I get up really early in the morning. I get up about 4:50 a.m. every morning, and I do feel like texting. There sort of is the same rules of etiquette as calling really late or calling really early. So if you text me really late and it wakes me up, then be prepared because I'm going to text you first thing in the morning when I get up, And secretly in my mind, I'm hoping and praying that I wake you up and I repay the favor that you gave me. So anyway, thanks. Bye.
Hi, Callie and Jeff. This is Lauren. About the test overnight, I get up at 4:40 in the morning, so I do turn on my silent at night just because a lot of my family will text after I'm in bed. But most everyone I know keeps their phone on. All right, have a good day.
Hey, Callie and Jeff. I'm just calling about the texting at different hours. For me, I do work with somebody, and they live in California, and I live in New York. You know, he had said, can text, that's okay. And then I said, well, is it okay if you receive texts at weird hours just because of our time difference? And he said, yeah. So we established that, and there was an understanding. So I think if you're going to do business with people and it's going to be at odd hours for them, I would have a conversation with it. You can just with them. You can just text them and say, listen, is it okay if I text you and it's going to be 5 a.m.? I do keep my phone on silent and I do keep it across the room. So even if it like lights up or something, it doesn't bother me. All right. Have a great day. Bye.
Always try to look at the upside, not the downside. Mm. Look at the positive side of stuff and try to make it work. If you're feeling blue or if you're feeling down, there's got to be something that's going right somewhere around you.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And it really, right. It works.